Welcome to The Kaleidoscope, a podcast dedicated to you becoming the CEO of your health. In today's episode, I want to talk about the health benefits of saunas and the wide range of potential health benefits and the importance of why you should maybe look into doing sauna treatment. I know I've talked about cold plunges, so that's the cold side. Today, we're going to talk about the hot side. Looking to improve your mitochondrial function for increased energy, supporting the strength and density of your skeletal system and teeth, or possibly optimizing calcium absorption and utilization and maintaining healthy heart function? Well, look no further than vitamin K2-7 plus vitamin D3 at Just Thrive. Vitamin K2 and D3 are one of the most nature's vital powerful couples. Both are essential for maintaining a strong immune system, peak energy, and thriving heart and bone health. In fact, your body needs vitamin D3 to absorb calcium and vitamin K2 to direct the calcium where it needs to go. So if you are looking to improve your overall health, go to justthrivehealth.com and check their vitamin K2-7 plus vitamin D3 and use Kaleidos at the checkout to get additional savings. So let's look at the health benefits and talk about why these are so important for anyone, but especially someone that's trying to improve their overall health. Now, the first one, which may be up in the air for some people because I think it's true, but if it's your first time ever being in a sauna, you may not find a relaxing or relaxation and stress reducing, but that is a big thing from saunas. It can help you unwind by lowering stress hormones and promoting the release of endorphins. But like I said, if it's your first time in there, you may feel a little bit of anxiety. You may not feel super relaxed, but the more and more time you do this, the more and more comfortable you feel in a sauna, the more relaxed you become, and you actually almost start looking forward to having a sauna. Now, I don't have one myself personally, but anytime I go anywhere and I see that there's a sauna, I always make it a point to go and use it for at least 20 minutes. We will talk about it a little bit later in this episode, but I do go my way to try to find them when I'm able to. On top of that, it also has huge relief and pain relief. The heat can ease muscle tension and stiffness, potentially reducing pain from conditions like arthritis. So anyone that's having a lot of aches and pains, this by itself can really help that area. It's like when you put a heating pad on, but you're having your entire body wrapped around in a warm blanket, and who does not like that? That is what a sauna does, and again, it will help the blood flow. It'll help those muscles relax, and therefore, if you are having any stiffness, tightness, a sauna is going to be very beneficial for you. And I kind of hit on it just right there. It also improves circulation. So saunas cause blood vessels to dilate, which again helps open them up. Think of like a garden hose when you're having water go through there. If you have a bigger opening, you're going to have more water rushing through, or you're going to have more blood flow, which that can improve, again, your blood flow. So you're getting more oxygen, more blood cells to all these other areas throughout your entire body. Now, granted, you still have to get the right amount of oxygen, everything else, but you're actually going to be able to move more blood throughout your entire body, which therefore, again, is going to be a healthier thing for you, which that itself, that is going to be the one of the biggest implications with a sauna, which is why I really like it, because if your blood flow is not flowing the way that it should be, you're going to start having issues. You're going to start feeling fatigued. You're going to start noticing all these other aches and pains. So therefore, again, by just improving your blood flow, that is going to be one of the health benefits from this topic. So like I said, that's one of the bigger things. And along those lines, you're also going to get cardiovascular health. So again, a regular sauna will help link and reduce the risk of heart disease, stroke. Although the research, again, is a little bit more needed in this area, there have been some researches indicating that, again, by improving your blood flow, you're also going to improve your heart health, which we all know that's very important. If you are trying to live a long, healthy life, you want to make sure that your ticker is working the way that it should be. So let's talk about some of the traditions. Now, there are plenty of different ones out there. The two that I typically do for the most part, and again, you may want to do more research into this and look at some of the different topics, but these are the ones that I've done before. So the traditional Finnish sauna and then the steam sauna. So the Finnish one, though, this is where it's dry sauna using hot air to release the temperature, typically between 150, 195 degrees Fahrenheit, 65 to 90 degrees Celsius. This, I think, is one of the easier ways. Now, granted, where you're going, if you're going somewhere, they may not have this one. This one seems to be the most common one that I do see, along with the steam one. But either way, you want to have the heat higher up around like the 190 degrees. If you have it sitting around 150, yes, you will feel warm and everything, but you will not get all the health benefits of it. So when you're looking on Amazon, there's a bunch of products on there. We will link some in the show notes here today if you want to check some of those out. But you want to make sure that it can go up quite a bit higher than 150. Now, if you are starting off, maybe you do want to start at 150, but like I said, the higher it goes up, the more health benefit you're going to get from that. Now, granted, you don't want to crank it all the way to 400. That's like you're in an oven. That's a whole different topic. But like I said, you want to sit around the 190 degree. Now, the steam sauna, this is, again, the sauna which is more humid than the finished sauna, which temperatures range from 100 to 140. So this one, again, like I just mentioned earlier, you're not going to get as hot in that room, which is why I don't typically recommend this. But if you are starting off, again, you are getting some of those health benefits. And this is a good way to dip your toes into this type of health benefit. So again, if you start real low, you want to keep increasing up to get to a temperature where, again, you are sweating, you are going to get some of this detoxification, which we did not talk about just before, but that is another health benefit. By sweating out, you're going to get some of these toxins out of your body, which again is always health benefits. But like I said, if you're sitting around the 100 to 140, you aren't going to get as hot and therefore, again, not get all the health benefits. And that's one of the things you do want to look into. Now, like I mentioned earlier, the reason why I'm talking about this is because of increased the blood flow, which this is going to help your gut. So while the research on the gut health benefits of saunas is limited, some studies suggest a possible connection. Saunas may influence the gut microbiome and the community of bacteria in your gut. So improved circulations may reach the gut, promoting a health environment for good bacteria. So like I mentioned earlier, when you're getting that blood flow going to these areas, especially your gut, so think about your rest and digest. When you're eating food, you want to have more blood flow going to your gut or your organs that are going to be doing your digestion, because you're going to need more nutrients in those areas. You're going to need more help breaking down that food. And that's why your proper blood flow is going to make a huge difference, because if you're not breaking down the food the way that you should be, this then can lead to all sorts of issues, more stress on the gut lining. This can lead to leaky gut. The list goes on and on and on. But because of that, that will actually help that area. On top of that, again, the stress itself, by reducing the stress, we all know that gut health is affected by stress. So if you're dealing with a lot of cortisol levels, high amounts of that, that itself is going to have a hard time for your body to actually, again, rest and digest your food. You're almost going to be in a sympathetic state for the majority of the time. And when you're in that state, your body's not looking at digesting food. It's just looking to get away from whatever's causing these stress hormones. And again, if it's, say, work, emails, things along those lines, you really can't run away from that like a saber-toothed tiger back in the day. So like I said, if you are able to, again, reduce the stress certain ways through, again, sauna treatment, there are different ways. We've talked about this in other episodes. But if you are doing the sauna, this will help decrease these stress hormones, the cortisol levels in your body, which will allow you to be in more rest digest or your parasympathetic style. And this is what you want to do if you are eating food, so that your body can actually take its time to break down that food and get all the nutrients from that. Now, some of the things we definitely need to talk about, though, if you are going to be doing a sauna, is you do want to consult your doctor or your healthcare provider first, because you want to make sure that you are able to do this. If you have some heart health issues, if you have other health conditions, you, again, want to talk to them first before you get into this too far, because you definitely want to make sure you're healthy enough, because if you do go in this, have issues, this could aggravate that more, and we'd hate to have that happen. So again, always talk to your primary or your doctor before you do any of this, because we do want to know if you have any underlying issues before you start this treatment. On top of that, staying hydrated, drinking plenty of water. I recommend drinking at least a bottle before going in there, even if you're taking a bottle with you. Now, this is a whole different topic, because again, if it's too hot in there, your water is going to heat up. But still, staying hydrated while you're in there or before you go in there, and obviously drinking after you come out of that, is going to be huge, because you do not want to be dehydrated, get lightheaded, fall over. That again can lead to multiple issues, but staying hydrated as well. And then on top of that, like I said, you do want to limit your time in the sauna. 15 to 20 minutes is what I recommend. Now, granted, if you are starting off new, you may want to go a little bit lower, maybe 5 to 10 minutes. If you are, again, a professional from the Norwegian area or something along those lines, you might be going in there for 45 minutes. But typically, you want to shoot for around 15 minutes. That usually is kind of the sweet spot, because you'll get the health benefits and not kind of go over and shoot that and, again, start causing more health issues. Like I said, the dehydration or any other underlying health issues that you may have. So if you are interested, I mean, we have topics on this before, we've talked about it. You can always reach out to me depending on what you're thinking about with saunas. Or again, there's always a plethora of information on the internet. You can always Google search saunas health benefits. But like I said, there are huge benefits when it comes to dealing with gut health and your overall health, especially with stress, when it comes to dealing with this by just sitting in a sauna for about 15 minutes. And like I said, you can usually go almost anywhere and find these. A lot of gyms do have them. If they don't, I mean, you can always look around and see if there's some local places. They may have different styles. Again, do your research on those different styles and what they actually offer, the health benefits. But if you are starting to look into doing something that's more healthy for your body, look at doing saunas, but also look at cold plunges. Let's again give credit to cold plunges, but saunas do have their time and place as well for overall health. So make sure you check that out. If you did enjoy this episode, I greatly appreciate if you do give this a 5-star rating. Again, that just gives me a better understanding if you guys are enjoying these episodes, this podcast itself. And if you want to, please share it to anyone that you think will actually enjoy this and utilize this information. I also do have a subscription now for this podcast. I am just starting this off, so again, there's probably some bugs in the system. But if you do want to subscribe to this podcast, I greatly appreciate it as well. That helps create more content for this channel. We are looking future-wise to, again, get some videos on YouTube as well. We will let you know when that starts happening. But just giving you a heads up, we are starting to grow a little bit more on this podcast. And just any thank you would always be grateful. So that is all I have for you today. Again, if you did enjoy this, share it with someone that you think will enjoy it. As always, stay healthy, and I will see you in our next episode. That is a wrap for our podcast episode. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. If, again, you like this episode, make sure to comment and like this and share it with all your friends. It means so much when you share this information with everyone else. Again, if there's anything that you want to hear, send us an email, send us a comment. We'll definitely be happy to respond back to that and maybe talk about that topic. As always, make sure to talk to your provider first before you make any medical changes. Again, this is not meant to be something for you to change your medication or anything along those lines. You need to talk to your medical provider first before you make any changes. As always, stay healthy. We'll see you next time. The information provided is more for informational purposes only and is not intended as a substitute for advice from your physician or other healthcare provider. This information is not to be used or relied on for any diagnostic or treatment purposes. You should not use this information for diagnosis or treatment of any health problem or as a substitute for medication or other treatments prescribed by your physician. Please consult your healthcare practitioner before embarking on a diet, fast, exercise, or supplement program. Thank you.